You're listening to FMGRadio.com. Welcome to The Happiness Choice, a show that shares with you the secrets to how you can find more happiness each day, with your host, Marilyn Tam.
Hello and welcome. This is Marilyn Tam, your host to The Happiness Choice. Today we have a fascinating guest, Dr. Edward Gilbert. Dr. Gilbert is a medical doctor and is board-certified radiation oncologist. He has worked and directed programs in leading-edge medical centers, including Stanford University Medical Center, Eisenhower Medical Center, and the National Cancer Institute. What makes Dr. Gilbert even more special is that he has extensive training and practice in the mind-body connection in cancer treatment. Dr. Gilbert has a passion for developing the role of integrative oncology in the daily practice of medicine. He has also special expertise in medical databases and the use of creative expression for your own healing. Dr. Gilbert created the first hospital-based psycho-emotional program based on the work of the psychoneuroimmunologist pioneer, Dr. Carl Simonton, MD. In addition to all his professional training, Dr. Gilbert was also a patient in his own specialty. He was treated with radiation for prostate cancer in 2004, and his cancer is happily in remission. Dr. Gilbert is currently the director of two radiation oncology centers in Dallas, Texas, along with his other healing and humanitarian endeavors globally. So, as you can tell, Dr. Gilbert has personal as well as professional experience in mind-body connection to do with health and happiness. So I am so thrilled to welcome Dr. Gilbert here today to share with us his own secrets to happiness. Welcome, Dr. Gilbert.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here, yes.
Thank you. Since you have gone through so much on your own, not only as a medical doctor, but as also as a patient, and I've always wondered what it would be like to know that all a doctor knows and then have to be treated for the very same thing that you should be treating other people for. How do you maintain your equanimity and inner peace when you have to go through a challenge like that?
Well, it's interesting. I didn't know what I was going to say until you introduced the topic a few minutes ago, and the first thing that struck me was about my own cancer. You talk about happiness. To me, often happiness is the relief from pain. You know, life, obviously, we walk along, and, you know, people who have a constant grin on their face, I wonder if they're sane, because, you know, obviously, the challenges of life are to have the contrast of being in difficult situations, life issues, and somehow having it relieved or making sense out of it, in which leads to a freedom and a happiness from that. And one of the stories which I tell patients, and let me say first that maybe the best thing that happened to me as an oncologist 9 years ago was having had cancer, having treatment with radiation, 43 treatments with radiation for prostate. I even supervised my own treatment. And I used to joke about the fact that I had a fool for a doctor, which was myself. But we won't go into that detail. That's not funny. But what was interesting is I had designed this and I had, at this point in time, the third largest experience of using radiation for prostate cancer in the world with the new IMRT and the Novalis, which was a special radiosurgical unit I could use for prostate. And I had treated so many hundreds of cases in that era of 9, 10 years ago. So I designed my own treatment, and I thought I'd be a little bit fancy. And I gave myself an extra dose at the base of the bladder where this lump had grown, which you rarely see an actual lump on scan. And so right towards the end of the 8.5, 9 weeks of treatment, I had given myself more dose than I give any patient. And I developed terrible pain. I mean, the worst pain you can imagine. I remember opening the textbook saying, I don't believe I did this to myself. And for 3 weeks, the pain was a 10 out of 10. I couldn't even function. And I was really scared that my life would, you know, be like this. And you talk about the opposite of happiness. It's total sadness. And I had the opportunity at the 3-week point to be praying. I was laying in bed praying, and people were praying for me. And I drifted off, and I had this, what you call, white light experience. It felt like this light went through me, and I woke up about 2 hours later, and the pain was gone and never came back. And you talk about absolute joy, absolute happiness. One, the relief of pain. Two, the recognition that we are not alone, that there is a spiritual thing in life, however you want to call it. I call it God, but you know, it's that I had a miracle. And in so many of my life events, that what has brought joy is actually the recognition that I'm not here without purpose, that I'm here to serve a greater force. And to help other people, it brings that kind of happiness because you're serving your life's purpose. So for me, that's a major thing. Now, on a daily basis, I need constantly to get back to that point. Obviously, I deal with, I think, around 20,000 cancer patients through the years. And you can imagine at the end of a day how you feel when you've seen 3, 4, 5 new cancer patients and you're treating 20 to 50 patients on treatment every day. And so what I do is, one, through the day, I got this sense of humor, which is actually funny. I mean, it really is. But it's silly. And what allows me to really push it now is that I'm a cancer patient. And I say that people, you know, we can joke about lots of things because I'm in this with you and I understand the pain that you're going through. I understand that. And right away, people change. The instant that they know that I'm equal to them, that I'm a cancer patient also, that I understand the trauma and the shock of all this, then humor is allowed. And it's through this humor that happiness develops. It's through this humor that they understand they're not in it alone. And I understand I'm not in it alone either, because the people on the opposite side of the room understand me also. So through the day, that really brings me a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. And then at night, I usually move into more creative things to move out of a place of stress. Music is very, very important for me, particular types of music. And more recently, I've become a photographer and working to create the beauty of the music and the photography gives me great happiness. And I should say, and it's funny because I started to learn to compose music in the early 90s with the idea that I would not stop a piece of music until I loved it. And I've listened to my own music astronomical times, you know, because it does something to my soul. It brings me back to life. It brings me again that peace that is happiness. So those are a couple of the things that I would say about my own ways of getting happiness. It's to feel that I'm connected to something larger, that I'm doing purposeful work, that I can move my soul into creative music and art forms and have that capability, and to watch the series Homeland, which I am addicted to. So there it is. You know.
Wow, you said so much. Thank you so much for sharing. I wish we had done the show before I finished my book, because I would have loved to have included you in the book, The Happiness Choice, because you've talked about so many things. You talked about life purpose, how people, when they have a defined life purpose like you do, which is to help people and share in that gift that you have, so wonderful, of healing, gives you a purpose, that you have a sense of humor to be able to identify with others and share from a place of empathy. That gives people solace, yourself as well as others. And of course, being creative and being connected to the greater whole, that we are not here alone, to have a powerful spiritual connection, whatever we want to call it. As you say, you call it God, and some people may call it just nature or whatever it is, just to have the understanding that we are not alone. And I really am touched by that story of you said, where you were on a scale of 10, a pain of 10 to being 0 in 2 hours because you connected to something greater. That is such an amazing story. Do you have a couple more words to share with people who may be going through a lot of pain now, how you found that a place to anchor so that you can be connected to the greater whole and have the pain removed, basically?
Yes, a couple things I'd say about that. One is pain is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could talk about trying to extend your life and on and on, where it's quality of life, but there is no quality when you're in pain, particularly in bad pain. And so working on techniques to relieve pain, I mean, obviously medications can help, but there are many other ways. The mind-body work, we used to use biofeedback back in when I was working with it in Denver in the self-help program, that used to help people relieve pain. So there's the meditation, there's the biofeedback. There are many natural tools and herbs and things that can really help with the pain. So I think putting attention to the pain is the first thing. But maybe what is even more important is to pray or to ask for help, like I did. And expect a positive answer that you will be shown or you will be given relief in the pain. Even being with kind people and their energy can be remarkable in changing the aspects of the pain or even relieving it. And recognizing you surround yourself with people whose energy is really good, there's the asking for relief and saying, I just can't handle it, God help me. And having the tools, there are many tools available in that context. They'll come to you. Mm-hmm. They'll be given to you.
That is so wonderful to hear from a Western-trained medical doctor who the media portray as somebody who is nuts and bolts. You know, you do this and this is going to result. To hear you, somebody who's used, as you say, over 20,000 cancer patients, to say that there is something greater. And then when we anchor to that, that our pain, whether it's physical or mental, can be mitigated and can be moved out of our system. That's wonderful. And I think that what you said about asking for help, so many of us in this busy world don't know how to ask for help because we're so much into being the rugged individualist or something. And to have you say that is so powerful. Did you come about this naturally or something happened to you that you knew that you could ask for help?
I've had, since the age of 7, an experience. It only lasted a minute, but it was like total understanding of infinity, of the greater universe. And from that time on, had an interest in the spiritual plane, mm-hmm. Parapsychology, it would be called back in those days. The fact that every life has meaning, that our souls are here for a purpose of learning. From in my 20s, I was an honor student at Temple, and because I had to give a presentation my third year for the Babcock Society, and I picked giving a presentation on parapsychology. That's 1967. Can you imagine the controversy at that time to talk about things like precognition and being able to read minds and move objects, etc. So I've had an absolute direct experience with the reality of the other plane. And so I went into medicine secondarily to my real interest, which was an understanding that life has meaning and purpose and our souls are real. So that's kind of a long answer to a short question.
That is so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing. I actually am pleased and kind of surprised that we're having this conversation. Here I'm talking to this famous medical doctor, an oncologist of all kinds, who's telling me that he believes in the greater whole, in spirit, in parapsychology, and all these things. And because I believe that, I mean, I talked about in my book, The Happiness Choice, that there is something greater. And when we believe and anchor to that, that's when we actually thrive, because we are not here alone. We need community, and we need spirit.
We do. One of the biggest problems that Western medicine, Western thought process is, prove it to me. You know, that idea, unless you have a randomized trial of parapsychology, it doesn't exist. And what's even interesting, Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut, created the society in 1973, Noetic Science, because he had those kinds of experiences when he went to the moon. And I went to their recent meeting 40 years later now. I went to Palm Springs in the summer. And they're still trying to prove to people that this exists. And I sat there having experienced this for a long time before. In fact, what's interesting is I was involved in inviting Edgar Mitchell right after he opened his organization to Stanford. It was the Stanford Wives Club. So, and I reminded him 40 years ago. And they're still trying to prove the existence of it. And I just shook my head going, there's nothing to prove. Either you've experienced it or you haven't experienced it. And once you've experienced some of these phenomena, there's nothing to prove. You know that it exists. And so to be challenged still, because every presenter has experienced this, trying to prove in a Western way what is known throughout the world. And I'd say the majority of people who are not in science have had experiences and understand that life has this context to it.
Thank you, Dr. Gilbert. This has been such an amazing and illuminating conversation. I cannot even wait for next week when we do the second half of the Happiness Choice with you. I'm sure lots of our listeners are going to want to connect with you, whether professionally or to get your consultation on your work. Do you have a website you can direct them to?
Yes, actually, I do. And it has, which we'll talk about next week, well, it has all of my creative material on it, plus some writings that will be interesting. It's www.drgsite, that's drgsweebsite, one word, .com.
You want to repeat that again?
It's drgsweebsite.com. Dr. G's website, and one word.
And I will also have it, of course, on our website so that they would have right. That.
And my email is up on that site.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Edward Gilbert. It's been a very interesting discussion today. And this is Marilyn Tam, your host to The Happiness Choice, signing off.
You've been listening to The Happiness Choice Show with host Marilyn Tam. For show info, schedule, and guest bio, be sure to visit www.fmgradio.com/Marilyn Tam. That's MARILYNTAM.